Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When going through any sort of software selection, whether you're looking to implement an ERP system or a best-of-breed system, it's important to understand some red flags or overall pitfalls of the overall process. I'm Kyler Cheatham, and today we're going to discuss the top four pitfalls within a software selection. Pitfall number one that we see with a lot of our clients is just the lack of an overall strategy and digital roadmap. Selecting a software or implementing that software can be one of the most expensive and resource-heavy transformations that a business goes through. Without a clear digital roadmap of how you'll utilize this software, the processes around it, and the overall implementation plan, you will not receive the maximum business value from your investment. It's important to understand that a digital strategy is not just an operational strategy. You need to look at the business from a holistic point of view and understand your future state operating model and overall culture of your company. The digital strategy discovery exercises will also showcase your needs and requirements for a specific software system, which is going to arm your organization with the resource it needs to have a successful software evaluation process. This information is going to be a playbook for your potential software vendors within the evaluation process to ensure you select a system that fully meets your needs as an organization. The second pitfall we see in a lot of software selection processes is trusting vendor best practices. Within the software selection process, many times vendors will come to the table with quote unquote proven best practices. It's important to have a certain amount of professional skepticism when looking at these best practices, because strategies should be unique to the organization that's actually selecting the software. Falling victim to these best practices or proven solutions will put the organization in an area where it loses ownership of the project and creates an environment in which the ecosystem of the software and technology is leading the actual selection as opposed to the business's unique needs as an organization. There are multiple best practices when it comes to selecting a software that meets your needs as a business or your industry specifically. Many times you can utilize vendors' best practices as long as they align with your strategic goals as a business.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Simply letting vendors lead the way is going to put your business at risk and your overall project in jeopardy because you're meeting the needs of the vendor as opposed to the needs of your own business. The third pitfall we often see in software selection is the lack of KPIs or business case measurement. When you start a software selection, you should be very clear on the different key performance metrics that you want to measure and see progress with this new software. Organizations really need to ask themselves, one, is this software actually giving us as a unique organization what we need? And two, does the cost benefits realization make sense? the key here is to really unpack what is the software and does it address our needs. This is a really simplistic process that can often be watered down with new trending technology or new automations and emerging technologies. Though functions like AI, predictive analytics, machine learning are very important in future state goals, it may not be what your business needs today. Having a deep understanding of the needs of your business, the realization that you need to achieve as far as results, it is critical to be sure you understand the needs of the business, ensure that the software is achieving those needs, and that the spend makes sense for your overall business case. Checking all these boxes is going to ensure that you achieve maximum business value out of the software that you're investing in. The final pitfall we're going to discuss today, and we see this a lot within our client community, is a lack of understanding of the total cost of the overall software selection investment. The total cost of ownership of a software system extends far beyond just the overall purchase price. Fully baking those considerations, such as database management, hardware management, overall resources of implementation, customization services, licensing, software as a subscription service costs. Does that increase year over year? All of these different aspects need to be outlined and understood by the organization. We help our clients really line item each cost so they can have a holistic view of the overall investment for a new software system. We also highly recommend being very clear within the contracting phase and embarking upon legal counsel or legal support when it comes to contracts with software vendors. Especially the bigger vendors are very good at hiding sneaky underlying costs for organizations, and many times these aren't realized until it's too late. Being sure you completely understand the total cost of a software system and implementation is absolutely imperative to achieving a successful digital transformation. I'm Kyler Cheatham, Global Marketing Director here at Third Stage Consulting Group. If you have any additional questions or want to talk more about software selection, you can reach out at kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consulting.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel for more information on software selection best practices.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.